Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. In the house, we got the grandkids every year. Once a year, we have all of them on the show. So we have to introduce them. And so we'll start with the Plaid Boys. That's right. Is that right? There's Bristow Mason and his brother Everett is in here. How old's Everett?
One.
Everett's one. Has he caught a fish yet? No, not yet. He was too young.
He's caught a tadpole.
And then over here is the young boys, and that is Luke. And the oldest is Grayson. So they're in the house, and they are ready to do the show. They've done a lot of fishing this year, haven't you? Lots and lots of fishing. Done a lot of trolling for crappie, catfish, and whatever else swims. We usually catch it on that. So
catfish?
Yeah, catfish and all that. So let's just start. We'll ask them what their biggest fish is you caught. Everett, what's the biggest fish you caught? Well, you haven't caught a fish yet, but you want one of those lures. Oh, yeah, you can't have them. They got hooks on, but he hasn't learned about hooks yet. But Grayson, biggest fish you caught this year? Was it a bass? Or was it, you caught some big crappie?
I caught one this long.
That long? Mm-hmm. You caught some bigger crappie like that trolling?
My daddy caught this long once.
That long? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you caught a great big striper. How about you, Luke? Do you catch a big fish this year when you were trolling, maybe? You're thinking?
I don't think I was trolling.
Oh, you caught some fish down there at the boat dock.
Yeah?
How about you, Bristow? I know you've caught some. You caught a bunch of bass one time, too.
Yes.
Didn't you? Yep. Let's talk about these crankbaits. Everyone knows why you're holding these crankbaits, but... Tell them what color you got.
Green and white.
And what's that called?
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree, yep.
And I chose that out because it's Christmas.
Right. It's also one of your favorite colors, isn't it? We usually catch fish on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Luke, you're over there with white splatter back. Mm-hmm. You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Why do you like that one? You think the fish like that color?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because this kind of fish is kind of like a normal fish because it has white and black.
Because of the pattern?
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-oh. And then Bristow's over there. And Bristow's got his color. What color is that? You remember?
Nope.
Paycheck. And who painted that color? Who came up with that color?
My dad.
I know your dad did, didn't he? That's a great color, too. That's a really hot color for people that are fishing, like even bass fishing on that. And so you guys have thrown square bills, like the one that Luke has. You guys caught fish right off the boat dock with that, haven't you, this year? Just stand on the boat dock and caught them, casting out.
I did that on my second or first try.
I know. You guys always try and have a casting contest, don't you?
Uh-huh.
So when you come out, when you go fishing, what's your favorite part of fishing?
Eating the fish.
he does love eating fish. Usually you have to catch it. You have to catch enough fish for him.
My favorite part trying to catch it is mostly catching it and reeling it in.
Reeling them in?
Uh-huh.
How about you, Luke? Is your favorite part reeling them in, or you like casting?
Casting and reeling in.
Oh, both of them? Bristow? Bristow's one of these. He's all of it? Bristow is...
Except eating.
Yeah. How old are you, Bristow?
Six.
You're 6 years old, and he basically can cast out, set the hook, reel his own fish in, and take his own fish off the hook. And literally, Bristow, out of everyone, I mean, you guys have just started, he undoes everyone's fish. When you catch a fish, he'll undo your fish. I'm like, thank you. That's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. Did you catch some on a Ned rig one day?
Yes.
Yeah, you caught a whole bunch on a Ned rig, didn't you? Yeah. So... that worked out pretty good. Let's look at these poles. Put those lures down so you don't get hung. Here you go. There you go. All right. There's a pole. This pole is more like by Luke's been using that style. That's actually a B&M, two-piece B&M rod. And then this is the other style that, that Grayson and Bristow use a lot. And that's actually kind of the pole they've been using, too. That's the 6-foot B&M sharpshooter. And so it's not a very long pole, but it's long enough so they can cast it out and reel it back. And so they've been doing that. You've been live scoping, watching them on the scope, catching some fish, haven't you? And you too, right?
Yeah.
You've been watching them on live scope and catching them. And so he's really kind of, you've enjoyed that a little bit, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You kind of like watching them bite your crankbait, though, don't you?
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about fishing down at the boat dock. Fishing down the boat dock. What's your favorite part about fishing down at the boat dock? Here, we'll put that back away.
My favorite part is like when a fish is almost there.
Yeah.
And then you can reel it in.
Right. Luke, what do we use for bait down at the boat dock?
These kinds.
Yeah, and what else? What do we use for the bluegills?
It's your favorite food.
Mac and cheese.
We use mac and cheese. What else?
Every kind of food.
Do we use sausage, Luke?
Yes.
Yeah? Could you just... Oh, and bacon. We had to use bacon down there, too. Yep. So, yep, that was all good. What else do you do? How else do you catch those bluegills down there? Do you use a bobber?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do? How do you know if the fish gets on?
It's when the bobber goes down. And then if you feel a little bump, then you gotta snip it up so it goes in its mouth and it gets stuck. And then you reel it in.
Yeah. Yep. Don't touch that.
Sometimes you don't have to snip it.
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive. Oh, he's actually... Everett's showing us how big.
One time I caught a bluegill this big.
A great big, that's pretty big for a bluegill.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But it was not under the boat dock. It was like in the lake.
Oh, it's in the lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've caught a bunch off into the lake. So who's going to teach Everett how to catch fish? There's three people. You have three brothers and nephews. I believe that's who they are. Are going to help you catch fish, Everett.
Or cousins.
Oh, cousins.
I'm his... I'm his brother.
You're Everett's brother. That's right. So you can teach... What are you going to teach? So if you had to tell someone if they're new to fishing, what would you tell them, Grayson? What tip would you give them for catching fish?
I would give them a tip like this.
Let go of it, Luke. Let go of it.
On the boat or on the boat dock?
Either way.
I know on the boat dock, if you're trying to... either way on boat or boat dock.
Okay.
If you're using a bobber, as soon as you see that thing move, just yank it and reel it in.
Okay. All right. And Luke, what's your tip for someone if they were going to go out fishing?
Press the button for it to go down.
Yep. Oh, you got to press the button, don't you? Because you got to cast in the right spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Risto, what's your tip for someone if they're going to go fishing, whether it's in the boat, you know, if they're watching live scope or if they're casting from the boat dock, what should they do?
If they're casting on the boat, they might want to do it in the front.
Okay, do it in the front of the boat?
Yeah.
Up by the trolling motor?
Yeah, because you would see it a bunch.
Right.
Yeah. I also got another tip.
Oh, okay.
To catch. If you see mostly look out for it on the boat. Mostly look out for fishes jumping. Because if you see them jump, where they look like they're going to go, so you can catch them.
Right. So anticipate where they're going to be.
Uh-huh. And the bigger the splash, the bigger the fish.
Okay. I think you're right there,
and
pretty much.
Just like a rock. Bigger the rock, bigger the splash.
Yep. Yep. Oh, here's a runaway. He's gone. Well, he did pretty good. Everett's been, have you been in the boat much? I don't know. He's looking this way.
Yeah, he's been in the boat once.
He has?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's good. So, who here has helped me drive the boat? Raise your hand. Oh, all three of you have helped. Yeah?
But not Everett.
So, no, Everett hasn't. So, who knows how to get to point 12? Nope. There's two of them remember how to get to point 12.
You just go from there and you just turn to the right and then just keep going and then turn right and you'll see a thing that shows a 12.
Yep,
and then
on the
that's
sign.
When you know.
Yep.
And then Papa will tell you where to park.
Yep. Luke, what's your favorite part about driving the boat? You like it going fast or you like it hitting the bumps? What do you like?
I like hitting the bumps and going fast.
Me
right.
Too. Me too.
You too? Oh, all of you like hitting the bumps and going fast? Yep. Uh-oh. Luke, was your mom coming in here helping you? Yeah? All right. What grade are you in, Grayson?
Third.
Third. Well, how old are you when you caught your first fish, you think?
Four or five.
Four or five?
Mm-hmm.
I think you caught fish when you were like three. How about you, Luke? How old were you when you caught your first fish? Because you're 5 years old now, right?
Yeah.
Yep. You were a lot shorter than what you are now.
I think I was four.
Four? All right. How about you?
I caught one when I was three.
Three? Oh, I believe that. What's your favorite fish to catch, Bristow? Your favorite kind of fish to catch?
Bass.
Bass? Okay. All right. And Luke, what's your favorite kind of fish to catch?
Just normal fish.
You like bluegills, like down at the boat dock, or do you like catching bass?
Bass.
Bass? All right. Grayson, who I guess you like catching yourself. These got really good hooks on, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's how you get that out.
Yeah, I know.
So what's your favorite fish to catch, Grayson? You think it's bass? You like casting out square bills and fishing that way.
Uh-huh. Bass.
You're going to go with bass, too?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you guys catch all those sunfish down there at the boat dock? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have caught some, too.
Yeah.
I like catching the ones. I would like to catch one that was like daddy size, this
oh,
big.
Great big one? Oh, you will. You'll catch some of them.
One time I caught one this big. And
you've caught a bunch.
I want to catch a fish that was this big.
That big?
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
And also, the biggest fish I caught was a striper.
Was a striper.
This big.
Well, I know Grayson and I think Luke, both of them, and you have reeled in big stripers before.
Yes.
Like we've hooked them and then you reeled them in.
I've got one this big.
Yep. All right. Now, what else can you tell me about fishing? Is there something we need to know? What's your plans for fishing this summer, this spring? What's your plans? Catching them on top water? All right. Luke, you plan on catching some on top water?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Risto?
Bottom and top.
Bottom and top. And middle. Yeah.
I'm planning on, using,
Oh.
If I go with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to want to go mostly everywhere expecting a good fishing spot.
Right. So what can you tell them about planer boards? Because you guys use planer boards when we're trolling for crappie.
Uh-huh. They only go on the sides, though.
They go on the sides?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we use planer boards a lot for that, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right.
And then it's easier to tell if it has a fish because...
Right.
It's easier to tell because the flag will pop up, I think.
Yeah, the flag. Mm-hmm. Yep, flag goes up.
The thing, it would be down, but then it pushes it to push it up.
Yeah.
And if it's really like this, then if it's like this, then we got a big one. But if it's staying like this for a while, then it's probably just the water pushing it.
Right. Or a small crappie that's on. Yeah, that's right. You've used that. You guys have helped netted the crappie, get them in. And you guys have all helped eat crappie, which is your favorite.
Yeah.
Like lots of crappie. You eat lots. He eats some, and he eats some, which is good because then when we go out, there's enough for everyone. But that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a complete line of hard and soft baits. You can get you all kinds of fish. And they also make these great crankbaits that we use for bass and for trolling and square bills for catching bass off the dock or walking along shore. So make sure you check them out at picolures.com. Also, B&M Poles. B&M Poles, we talked about them earlier. And these guys using these spinning rods. And that's the sharpshooter. So it's short, so that works good for, you know, you want a shorter pole if you're – depending on how old your youth is, if your youth is tall, you can use a longer pole. But if they're still shorter, then you can use like the Sharpshooter 6. And they also have this small little bait caster that works really good for this is called the crappie spin cast rod. And it works good for casting out if you're smaller, like you're too big for that. But Luke can easily hold that, can't you? How old are you again, Luke?
Five.
Yep, five-year-old. That works in. Yeah, sometimes. But you've been using that one there. So you can check out bnmpole.com, and they got all kinds of poles for everything from catfish to trout to crappie, bass, you name it, they got it. That ends. If you want to make sure they know, we'll go in order. Everett is somewhere. Drifting out there. He's the youngest one. Next, Luke is how old?
Five.
And then he goes to our next one is Bristow. Bristow's six. And our oldest?
Nine.
Is Grayson. Yep, he's 9 years old. So biggest thing you can do, take your kid out fishing, even if it's from a boat dock, from shore, catch fish there. And, oh, look at this. Here comes Everett. This is your last chance, Everett. You coming? Nope. He circled around, went back. But anyway, make sure you check it out. Otherwise, like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.